I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
Well, today we're going to talk about carpal tunnel syndrome. Dr. Prather, and what is carpal tunnel syndrome?
The carpal tunnel is about an inch opening that goes through your wrist. It allows the median nerve to transverse down into the hand, which is the major nerve that supplies nerve function to your hand. The problem is if that opening gets damaged or narrowed, or there's extra pressure in there, then you can start to get some neurological symptoms down into the hand. So as that, if there's pressure in there, things along those lines, then you start to lose function down into the hand.
So what are the symptoms of carpal tunnel syndrome?
Well, the first one is the sensation. So as you start to get that pressure on that that nerve that's going down in there, you start to get some numbness, tingling, those types of sensations, sort of a heavy feeling in the hand. Usually it occurs at night. So when people wake up or wake up during the night and their hands fall asleep, they try to shake it to try to get it back into
function. Like you're doing right now.
Like what I'm doing right now. See, I think the audience can see that. They kind of shake that, and I've seen a lot of patients do that over my years, that they're trying to get the feeling back into their hands. So that's the first symptoms that starts to occur. Then it starts to occur during the day. You know, or if they're starting to use it, then it starts to show up. The other thing is that it then progresses where it can start to be numb and tingling during the day. You can then start to get some grip strength that starts to weaken. And then you can also get to the point where it becomes very painful, which is, you know, where it's the most advanced. And then after that, you start to get muscle wasting that occurs into the hand. And all those things, you know, if you can't use your hand, it's rather difficult. So there are the pattern on that is the only finger it doesn't seem to affect is the little finger. All the other fingers are affected because the median nerve supplies most of the neurological influence down into the hands. But you also have the radial and ulnar nerves that go down there, but they're more onto the side. So you can even see sort of the pattern of how the numbness and tingling is occurring to know which nerve is being affected.
Interesting.
But it's the median nerve that goes through that little carpal tunnel opening.
And the others don't do that.
No, they come to the side, and there's not as much of a pressure on that. Usually, if we're having radial ulnar problems, it's more upper. Elbow is a more common type of area where that gets pinched.
So how common is carpal tunnel syndrome?
Well, there's 8 million people who are affected per year.
Wow.
So we see it quite a bit. I see a lot of people coming through with carpal tunnel syndrome in my office, so pretty significant.
Who's at risk of developing carpal tunnel syndrome?
Well, there are definite things that show up along those lines. Interestingly enough, women are more likely than men to get carpal tunnel syndrome.
Why is that?
They're not quite sure. There are a couple of different things that are influenced on that. Hormones seem to play a big part.
Those darn hormones.
And unfortunately, the poor women have to put up with it a lot more than men.
They have a lot more.
Right. And then also they have a smaller opening. So men, because they have a larger opening. Also, if you have some good grip strength and some good muscles in the wrist, seems to hold everything together better. Women have less strength along that through there. And sometimes they're doing the same job as a man without the muscle strength. So then the tendons and ligaments and the bones get out of alignment in through there and can really cause some issues.
Interesting.
So women are more likely. And then also age has a factor. Seems to be that the main time that people start to develop carpal tunnel is between the ages of 45 and 65. Pregnancy also plays a big role, seems to increase carpal tunnel. So those are some of the risk factors. Caucasians are more likely than anybody else to develop carpal tunnel syndrome, mm-hmm. which is interesting. Mm-hmm. So hereditary, and also if your family members have had carpal tunnel syndrome, you're much more likely.
Interesting. So you said 40 to 65?
Yeah, about 45 to 65 is the time that people seem to develop carpal tunnel more often.
Interesting. So then after you just got to get to that 65.
Yeah, I guess so. If you haven't developed it by then, you probably won't.
Interesting. So what are the causes of carpal tunnel syndrome?
The carpal tunnel syndrome, we had talked about hereditary is a big factor. Mm-hmm. You know, if you've had family members, they think that it's just a genetic weakness. You might have a smaller opening than average, or a smaller wrist mm-hmm. might play a role along those lines. Pregnancy, of course, is a big risk factor. Women, when they're pregnant, swell mm-hmm. more often.
I was wondering about inflammation. Yeah.
Right. Inflammation seems to be a real big thing. Women during their cycle have more symptoms of carpal tunnel syndrome. Mm-hmm. Hormones. Having a low thyroid a hyperpituitary can also kick it off. Adrenals seem to be affecting it. So the hormones also play a very big role in carpal tunnel syndrome, which people are always like, what?
Yeah.
I've had several people who had come into me who had said, my doctor wants to do has recommended surgery for my carpal tunnel syndrome. You know, they did the testing on it, showed up positive, and I said, well, let's try to figure this out a little bit, get a little mm-hmm. bit more information. Let's test it out, check, musculoskeletally, so we go through that. And I said, I also need to do blood work. And they said, what does that got to do with it? Mm-hmm. And as you said, inflammation has a huge effect along those lines. Liver congestion seems to be playing a big role.
Liver congestion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hormones also seems to play a very big role. Mm-hmm. So I had this one gal who had come in, and she had other different types of signs. Definitely saw low thyroid, got the thyroid balanced out, and carpal tunnel went away. So that's very, very common type of symptom, syndrome that goes on with that, and I have never found the medical profession in a case of carpal tunnel checking on that and then trying to fix it that way, mm-hmm. which is, it's actually one of the more common types of things that can occur.
So how does a low thyroid?
I actually haven't finished.
Oh, okay. I'm talking about all the different things. I want to know about that.
Yeah, I know. That's a real good one. Diabetes, alcoholism, there's a masses, arthritis, wrist injury can also kick that out. And then kidney disease also seems to kick off thyroid, but the carpal tunnel. But go ahead and ask about the thyroid.
Yeah, so let's go back to that. That's very interesting. How does a low thyroid affect carpal tunnel?
Officially, they don't know. Mm-hmm. So, that's one of the things that they always put as a question mark. However, nutritional deficiencies plays a big role in that. So if you're low on your B vitamins, we've fixed. Mm-hmm. I had a... I've actually had quite a few patients, but I think of one patient who came in, even had the surgery. Mm-hmm. Absolutely no change after the surgery. And what we found that fixed them was vitamin B6.
Vitamin B6.
B6. Uh-huh. And we've also had folic acid and also B12 make a big difference along those lines. Mm-hmm. Gave them B6 and completely fixed it, whereas the surgery didn't. Mm-hmm. So you have to be... Carpal tunnel is kind of like a demanding type of thing. There is an awful lot of things that can affect the nerves. And the two things that control the whole body are the nervous system and the hormones, endocrine system. Mm-hmm. And the interesting part is they work together. So if the endocrine system is off, nerves swell and become inflamed throughout the body. So if you can get the endocrine system down, the nervous system also settles. If you can get the nervous system under control, the endocrine system changes. So I've even had people where I adjusted their neck and their thyroid condition went away. Mm. Matter of fact, that happened. One of the things that happened to me with my Graves' disease.
Right, that's why you went into.
That's why I went into this. Uh-huh. So there's a very strong correlation between the two. So, you know, one thing I'm really saying is this is more of very much of an investigational type of thing, that you can't just sit there and say, carpal tunnel problem, fix the tunnel. It's not. There's one of the big difference between disease care and structure function care. And structure function care thinks holistically, disease care thinks very mechanistic. Mm-hmm. That's the basis of what they do. So, you know, it's more of a straight shot. We are looking more at the whole picture and trying to figure out what's going on and how to fix it.
Very interesting. When we come back, let's talk about the role diabetes plays in carpal tunnel. When we come back, more on carpal tunnel, what can be done?
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, you talk a lot about structure function care and disease care. What is the difference between the two?
When you're talking about disease care, you're usually talking about an interference in the body's normal mechanisms. There is a time for that. When the body is actually in a process of free fall, is a good way to kind of put it, where the body is no longer making sense of what it's doing. And we're on a pattern that it will actually crash. Then you need some interference. And the best way to actually do that is through pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceuticals are classified as poisons. They actually take the body further away from homeostasis, which I'll define here in a second. Mm-hmm. But at those times, that is actually necessary. So when the body is in a crisis and is no longer able to heal itself, that's when disease care is actually critical. That's where you actually utilize the pharmaceuticals and the surgical methods. What we're usually involved with is in structure function. And as opposed to a disease care, it's health care. Everything that you use in a structure function standpoint is something to bring the body back into homeostasis, which is balance.
Okay.
Dr. Guyton talked about homeostasis as the definition of health. If the body can maintain homeostasis, where it's in a perfect balance with all the different types of things that are coming in that are interfering with its function, that is the perfect state of health, and that's based on a balance of the physiology functional, and upon the structure portion of the structure function.
Well, you talk about the body as the hero. What do you mean by that?
Body has a self-healing mechanism to it that can just make all sorts of corrections if we can just get out of its way. The whole idea behind healthcare is to provide the impetus, the needs, and the basis of what it will take to actually get the body well. So finding out where it's off, doing the proper diagnostics, and then making the proper type of adjustments into the care will actually result in the healing and the position that the body should actually be in.
Well, find out how structure function care can impact your life. Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. The end of the year is a busy and hectic time for all of us as we get swept up in holiday schedules. But it also might be the perfect time to take advantage of your health insurance benefits before deductibles and flexible spending accounts expire at the end of the year. If you're close to or have already met your insurance deductible, you have every incentive to take full advantage of all healthcare needs before the deductible resets. And for those with flexible spending accounts, you'll forfeit any unused funds at the end of the year. Now is the time to consider the benefits
benefits of your health insurance plan and schedule that annual wellness check. At the Prather Practice, we encourage everyone to have a thorough annual physical and the appropriate lab test that will map out the blueprint to your health. Don't miss out on the full benefits of your health insurance plan. Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice before the end of the year. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
I pray on Christmas, oh sweet Jesus, that the sick will soon be strong. I pray on Christmas, oh sweet Jesus, the Lord will hear my song.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Today we're talking about carpal tunnel syndrome. What can be done? And Dr. Prather, you were talking about how low thyroid can affect carpal tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
That was very interesting. And about our nervous system and the endocrine system and how they work together and can affect.
Yeah.
You know, the hormones can affect the nerves.
One of the things I was taking an endocrine course, and we were talking about the relationship. And, you know, the professor basically said, hey, the nervous system and the endocrine system are really act as one. We separate them, but as far as the nervous system and the endocrine system is concerned, they don't agree with the separation.
Uh-huh.
'Cause they work together. One's electrical and the other one's chemical, but the electrical and the chemical work together to create the control of the body. And that's why when I talk to people, I said, the first thing that we really emphasize in our office is getting the nervous system and the endocrine system working, because the rest of it's a waste of time unless we get that going correctly.
Interesting. So you start there.
We really start
the nervous
there.
System. And that's why we're called structure function care.
Correct.
We're doing both the structural and the functional.
Right.
Interesting. Okay, well, what role does diabetes play in carpal tunnel syndrome?
Diabetes, one of the major issues, because whenever you have diabetes, you start to get damage to the nervous system. One, the sugar toxicity that develops into the system, the abnormal insulin, all damage the nervous system. But also there's a greater nutritional need that starts to occur. And the nutritional need definitely directly affects what the nerve needs. So the basic types of things, the zinc, the B vitamins, vitamin C, all those things start to become, you have a higher nutritional need as a diabetic than the average person does.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a greater amount of damage that starts to occur. And diabetes causes a swelling of the whole nervous system and a degeneration of the entire nervous system. So, neuropathy is one of the things that we're always looking for in diabetic patients, and trying to get that under control is one of the major things that you're trying to do whenever you are working with diabetics.
Mm-hmm.
So, huge effect on that. And if you are diabetic, you have about a 10 times greater chance of getting a carpal tunnel. So. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So you talked about nutrition. What role does nutrition play in carpal tunnel syndrome?
Very important. That is one of the things that is really missing within the disease care model, mm-hmm. is looking at nutrition and its effect on the carpal tunnel syndrome. Looking at that is extremely important. And almost every case that we have of carpal tunnel requires some type of nutritional changes to really get the full cure.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that you have to look at, but you have to know which one it is. So it's interesting, because I mentioned vitamin B6. Low vitamin B6, if you have that, can all by itself cause carpal tunnel syndrome. But if you get too much vitamin B6, that can also cause carpal tunnel syndrome.
It's all about homeostasis.
It's all about balance.
Balance.
Mm-hmm. B12, folic acid plays a big role. The B vitamins are extremely important, but vitamin C can also be involved.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I found that adding the vitamin C into the for the patient got the last bit of that carpal tunnel out of there.
Interesting.
So, you know, that is very important. Iodine plays a big role. You know, if that's one of the things that is the theory behind a low thyroid causing it is because of the greater need for iodine. It's sucking it out, and then you don't have the iodine helping that nerve to function better.
Interesting. Well, how is carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosed?
The main thing that you do on that is you go in there and you press on the median nerve, mm-hmm. right where the carpal tunnel is, and see if you get a sensation. Also, you can do Tinel's sign where you tap it with a reflex hammer mm-hmm. and see if you get the same sensations. Also, you can do Phelan's sign, which is a reverse prayer. Mm-hmm. And then you hold it for a couple minutes, see if you get the symptoms. Those are very basic types of things, and then you confirm that with an electrodiagnostic test. Now, unfortunately, what I'm seeing so much is that they're skipping all that and just doing an electrodiagnostic test and then saying if it shows up positive that it's carpal tunnel. And that's a very, very poor way of doing it because oftentimes I find that they have a positive electrodiagnostic test and it's not carpal tunnel. So I have seen people, matter of fact, the majority of people who are coming into my office that have been diagnosed with carpal tunnel after an electrodiagnostic test did not have carpal tunnel syndrome. They had a pinching of the nerve up in the elbow. Most common place for that is the palmaris longus syndrome because that's the major tendon that goes right above the median nerve. And so if that muscle becomes inflamed and tight, you'll press down on the median nerve. And that's one of the more common ways that it's falsely diagnosed, and I find that a huge amount of time.
Just because what's missed in that?
They're not doing the test.
Okay.
So they're not doing the basic orthopedic neurological test to determine where the problem is. They're taking a shortcut depending on electrodiagnostic tests because the palmaris longus syndrome causes the exact same electrodiagnostic test as the true carpal tunnel.
I see. So also, they could be diagnosing it as carpal tunnel syndrome when it's more of a palmaris longus
sure.
issue.
Or a pectoralis minor syndrome where you're getting pressure on the brachial plexus, or it can be even a pinched nerve up and through the neck. So getting your hands on people to be able to truly say that it is something, you have to be able to reproduce.
You talk about that a lot, reproducing the pain.
Reproducing the pain is the key to diagnosis.
And you love doing that.
I am very good at that, as all my patients will testify to that. I find it, show them, and then it's once you find out what's going on, it's much, much easier to fix the problem. You can't take shortcuts. Mm-hmm. You have to go on ahead and do it. And there's an awful lot of unnecessary surgeries that really produce absolutely no results.
Because they've been misdiagnosed.
Interesting.
And that's why it's so important. You don't know till you know. I mean, when you do the proper diagnostics and touch the patient and reproduce the pain.
Right now, I have three patients who were diagnosed with carpal tunnel syndrome, were scheduled for surgeries, came in to me for a second opinion, and I said, you don't have carpal tunnel. Mm-hmm. And I went through all the tests and say, hey, these things are not reproducing your pain, are they? I said, no. And I said, how about if I touch here? Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. That does it. So we worked on that. And, you know, within a couple of visits, mostly they can tell that what I'm doing is working. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's just really important to make sure that you get more than one opinion mm-hmm. and not just depend on one test like an electrodiagnostic test. That is not specific.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about treatment. How is carpal tunnel treated?
Well, the most common way is, of course, surgery. Mm-hmm. And surgery should always be a last resort. You should be looking at really adjustments, acupuncture. You should be trying to do different types of rehab exercises, mm-hmm. nerve threading, and through there you do that really well.
Yeah, tendon
release.
Flossing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Extremely excellent. The other things, of course, is looking at nutritional. In other words, you should always go conservative first. Mm-hmm. And way too often, they're much, much too quickly getting into the surgeries. And, you know, we're having 230,000 surgeries annually on carpal tunnels.
230,000.
230,000. It's the most second most common surgery after low back surgery.
Wow.
For musculoskeletal. And it really needs to, you need to have conservative treatment first. Mm-hmm. Always looking at that, and then finding a structure function care doctor who can look at the whole thing and then really find some answers that will really last.
So out of those, what did you say, 230,000 surgeries?
Annually.
It's number two surgery after low back surgery.
That's correct.
So what is the success rate of the surgery?
It depends on who you talk to.
Of course.
The surgeons put it down as 90% successful. Mm-hmm. The National Institute of Occupational Safety Health Administration puts it down as 23% successful in their eyes.
Wow. That's a big discrepancy.
Big discrepancy. Mm-hmm. Very big discrepancy. Now, one is an independent governmental evaluator, mm-hmm. and the other one, it was the surgeons who are doing the surgery, because it takes about 6 minutes, and it pays
six
very, very...
6 minutes?
6 minutes, and it pays very, very well. Mm-hmm. So I'm not quite sure if they're completely objective. And the way that the OSHA is basically who they are, they look at it and say that how effective is it in returning someone back to their normal function and work? Mm-hmm. So only 23% of the people can get back into work. Now, almost all surgeries... Is it ever completely resolved, all the symptoms? 0% of the time. So surgery does not completely eliminate the whole symptoms, because there's much more involved in it than that. Now, are there times for surgeries? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But only 23% of the people can go back to their normal function after a surgery. Whereas if you take it through in a holistic type of way... You know, if you combine it with everything, it really does get you back to where it needs to be.
Okay, when we come back, let's start there. Let's talk about those structure function care conservative treatments for carpal tunnel syndrome.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. On behalf of all of us here at the Voice of Health and for the entire staff at the Prather Practice, we want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. The glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Have you ever been curious about how acupuncture can benefit your health? The Prather Practice has received the Indy A List Award for Best in Acupuncture for 2 years in a row, and we've been rated the top acupuncture provider by Google Plus. Dr. Robert Prather is a board-certified licensed acupuncturist. He's earned a reputation for combining effective acupuncture-based techniques with cutting-edge technology to help patients with many conditions. Acupuncture is documented and proven to help with many health issues, including pain, allergies, addiction control, anxiety, fatigue, vision problems, infertility, and so much more. We even have needle-free options for those who are a bit squeamish around needles. Call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment and experience the benefits of acupuncture for yourself. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
Well, we're talking today about carpal tunnel syndrome. What can be done? And Dr. Prather, we talked about the success rate of carpal tunnel syndrome is so low.
The surgery, yes. Right.
23%. And really, conservative treatment should be tried first.
Yes. The way that we look at that is you should have a very good program of everything, looking at it completely before you do surgery. If surgery is necessary, which I have sent out people for surgery, for carpal tunnel release, then, but that doesn't end there. It never fixes the problem. You still need to have the other treatments along with it to really get where you need to be. So it can be a combination, but I would probably say of the surgeries that are done, probably only 10% should be done. In my humble opinion. My humble opinion.
Yeah.
It should be about 25,000 surgeries a year.
Not 230,000, no. Okay. So let's talk about structure function care and treating carpal tunnel syndrome. We do structure function care at the Prather Practice. Let's talk about what that looks like for carpal tunnel syndrome.
Sure. First thing is a adjustment. I do wrist adjustments.
There's a lot of bones in that wrist.
A lot of bones in that wrist. So that's one of the areas that you have. There's also the tendons that go across there, and then you have the transverse ligament that goes across the wrist. And I have had where I did a little bit of an adjustment on that, and the symptoms went. It was cured.
Because you were aligning the bones.
I was lining up the bones.
Misalignment of bones.
Right. I've got many women who come in who have their wrists checked to prevent that from happening. They say, oh, don't forget my wrist, because I don't like the numbness and tingling in my hands. Check that out. And I feel it, and I move it through its range of motion, and I say, right there. Feel how that's clunking right there? That's not moving
clunking.
Right.
Clunking.
Yeah.
Medical term.
Yeah. You can actually feel it kind of going clunk, 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 clunk as you're going back the wrist, and the person goes, yeah, I can feel it and see it. And then I adjust it, and I go, that feels great. So, simple wrist adjustment, very easy to do, excellent results, always a good place to start, because nothing works unless you have things lined up. So, great place to look at. Then you look at the tension in the ligaments, tendons, get those released, all the muscles across through there. So, you get the structure working right. You get the inflammation down. You can feel the inflammation in the wrist if that's occurring. So, you start to give some things that you can give pharmaceuticals, or there are very natural types of ways of working with it. Always trying natural anti-inflammatories, very important. Boswellia, turmeric, there's quite a few.
Yeah, we carry those at our office, the natural.
You always check out the endocrine system, get that balanced out. That has a huge effect. You are looking at rehab exercises. Extremely important. You're actually much smarter in that area than I am.
Well,
so you can talk about that. And then acupuncture. Acupuncture takes down the inflammation. Has absolutely incredible effect. Auricular therapy. One of the things that they have done research on is that if you have carpal tunnel for any period of time, it starts to get locked in the brain, the symptoms. And then the best way to get that cleared out is through sort of a electrical ear stimulation. It changes the brain patterns, and is almost always important to do in any type of carpal tunnel that has been there longer than 6 months. You have to get it cleared out of the brain. Otherwise, you can fix everything around that, but if you don't get the brain cleared on that neurological sensation, it doesn't work.
And what you're talking about is auricular therapy.
Auricular therapy.
The Prather practice. Yeah.
Auricular therapy. Getting the nutrition up to par. All those types of things. So it's involved.
Yeah.
But it really does work.
Well, let's talk about, you talked about the chiropractic adjustments, aligning. Sure. There's quite a few wrist bones in that area.
Right.
What, anything there you want to add?
Yeah, you also have to get the whole nerve tracing in through there. So you need to make sure that the necks, there's no pinched nerves up in the neck. The other place that it can get pinched is in through the brachial plexus. Pectoralis minor can be involved in that. Matter of fact, sometimes we have several different pinch, entrapments that go along from the neck all the way down to the wrist. So I've had people who had the true carpal tunnel, mm-hmm. also had pressure up in the elbow, also had a shoulder out of place that was pinching on the nerves, then also had a pectoralis minor syndrome where it was pressing on the brachial plexus, and then also had their neck out of place.
So there's it can be a lot to it.
So I needed to fix every single one of those to mm-hmm. get the numbness, tingling, and pain, and the losses of strength down in the hand. Get the grip strength back.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to do that, but that is very involved. So making sure that the skeletal structure is lined up is absolutely critical.
Okay. Well, let's talk about acupuncture. What role does acupuncture play in carpal tunnel syndrome?
Acupuncture can have dramatic changes along that. The big thing is that it's anti-inflammatory.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the best things to do for inflammation to help.
Absolutely. I have people who are very swollen. I've had people with their low back 2 inches raised up over the injured side. Put the needles in,
yeah.
Inflammation, put the needles in, had one of their spouse or friend was there, said, now watch the swelling. And they're like, oh my gosh, I can see it.
Go down.
Mm-hmm. So getting the proper points on the acupuncture really takes out the inflammation in that carpal tunnel and gets that cleared out and really makes a big difference. But not only that, if you have a cut and you put acupuncture needles around it, you'll heal twice as fast.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an old scar, surgical scar, you can put the needles in and it'll disappear. So even if you've had carpal tunnel for a long time and you have scar tissue around it, putting acupuncture needles in that area will eliminate that scar tissue where the body will reabsorb it.
Yeah, very interesting. So we talked about chiropractic adjustments, acupuncture, auricular therapy that works. You said if you have carpal tunnel over 6 months, then the brain...
You have to clear it out of the brain to get the full relief.
The brain's thinking that's normal.
It's a pattern of pain. And that's one of the things that, I've had people where I took them through the entire care and got everything all fixed, and they were still having symptoms, and I said, let's get the auricular, get that cleared out, and it was dramatic.
Mm.
I had one gentleman who had severe neuropathy due to diabetes, had about half of his foot cut off, had extreme pain down there, got some treatments, got a lot of it fixed up, still the pain was at a 7 or 8, did auricular therapy, where you walk around with it, neural stimulation on the ear, took it down to a 1 to 2,
mm-hmm.
and has continued on that even after he stopped the treatment on the auricular. So reducing from a 7 and an 8 on a continual basis on his pain level down to a 1 to 2.
Wow.
Very, very functional.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all through the ear acupuncture.
Yeah.
Auricular therapy.
And that was when he had the ear points and he was able to wear it.
Yeah, we couldn't just get rid of it
mm-hmm.
just through some visits, with short 15-minute visits. He had to wear it on a continual basis, but it worked amazingly.
Yeah, it's wonderful. When we come back, more on treatment, we're going to talk about exercises when we come back for carpal tunnel syndrome.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. What advice do you have for someone out there who has a goal of losing weight?
Well, I think having a clear goal on what you're trying to achieve is very important. And not just to think about weight loss in and of itself, but also just getting healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's should be a full package that you're trying to actually achieve. Because there are some very effective means out there of just dropping pounds.
Right.
But oftentimes when that can occur, you actually lose muscle or organ mass or other different types of things that's actually going to put you into a worse position than what you were before. Most people that actually diet, you know, that do regular weight loss type programs, wind up in 5 years worse off than if they had never done anything. And that's you know, that's the fault of the educator or the doctor who's actually supervising that. So what we are really looking to do is to truly lose the fat percentage, change the metabolism of the body, and make this more of a permanent and a healthy type of a weight loss where you're actually losing the fat, not just losing weight, and then also getting the body balanced so it can maintain that.
Right. So, and I like what you said, not just a goal of a number or, you know, weight, but a goal like some of these clients that we've had with the weight loss program, they wanted to be able to play with their grandchildren or they wanted to be able to get back into their biking again.
Sure.
You know, those kind of goals, though, also, you know, beside.
Yeah, and goals are very important. And having the habits, one of the things that always when you have weight loss is you need a coach. You know, you need help on those types of things. Anyone who's going into something like this, trying to do that on your own is a very difficult type of thing.
In our program, you have a weekly coaching meeting. And
and also getting a thorough physical before you start. That's a very important type of thing. Get your blood work analyzed. Make sure that you actually know the situation of your health before you start. And that's one of the things that we offer in our office, our combination of all those things. And that's why we have such a high success rate.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
Well, we're talking today about carpal tunnel syndrome, what can be done, and some very interesting things you've been talking about, Dr. Prather. And we're talking about conservative treatment and always starting there before any surgery. And let's talk about the role that rehab exercise plays. We also have that at the Prather Practice that's very helpful. And even massage, you know, massaging that. Is it really like a sheath, that the carpal tunnel?
Yeah, the it's an opening. So on the bottom, well, on the top of the wrist is where the bones go for the carpal tunnel. So you have four bones going right across there that make that up. And then you have the tendons that go over the top with a transverse sheath that goes around the wrist that holds it all into place. So if any of those things start to get inflamed or injured or damaged or out of place, then that can start to put pressure on that tunnel, or if it fills up with fluid. Mm-hmm. So, you know, all those different types of things can play a very big role in making sure that all that's working properly is, well, you know, how you fix it.
Yeah. And I know in rehab, if it's a true carpal tunnel, one of the most important things we want to do is strengthen that wrist.
Huge, huge. I don't care, you know, whether you're getting chiropractic adjustments, acupuncture, or you have surgery. Mm-hmm. Rehab is always essential mm-hmm. for that wrist to be able to get the full function back.
Right.
So it's never really, and I've told people, oh, I, you know, all I need is you know, something to fix it. I don't want it to do the rehab. Mm-hmm. And it's like you're never going to get it back. I'm just a real stickler on exercise as a way of fixing, about anything.
Well, and if it's one thing that we do for wrist strengthening, I actually learned this when my son played football. When our son, yeah, he's your son too.
Yeah, well, right now you like him, so you're claiming him. Right?
Yeah. offensive. He played offensive line, and they need to have strong wrists, and they would fill a bucket with rice, mm-hmm. and we have a bucket at the office with rice, and you put your hand in there, and you just do your range of motion. You do circles, extension, flexion with the wrist, and it strengthens that wrist better than anything. Mm-hmm. And we've recently had a carpal tunnel syndrome patient. We just started him on that, and it has taken care of his pain, just that sure. one exercise sure. with the adjustment.
He was cute. He came in, and I said, well, you know, how's it feeling? And he says, great. He said, that rice bucket is absolutely amazing. He says, no offense. I mean, you know, everything that you were, you know, doing on me really, you know, really felt great. But so as soon as I started that rice bucket, he said, matter of fact, I got a rice bucket at home now.
I told him to get one.
Yeah,
he says, easy. You got a bucket and rice at home?
Right. He says, I've done that. And he says, you know, it was like I took out my hand and it's like, I got my hand back. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, no, that's not that. I don't feel bad about that at all, because I couldn't agree with you more. Matter of fact, I had one guy who came in who was a guitar player who we had told him about that.
The earlier. Rice bucket.
Right. Uh-huh. And I hadn't seen him for like 2 years. And I said, you know, how's your carpal tunnel? You know, has that flared up? And he says, well, yeah. But he says, I just get out my rice bucket again. Mm-hmm. Do that. And it's like, it's clear. Mm-hmm. So rice buckets for carpal tunnel syndrome, it's absolutely amazing what that does.
Yeah, you need to strengthen that wrist.
Right. And mm-hmm. it's surprising how quickly, I mean, you know, you can, as you're doing and you take your hand out, your hand feels different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and the other thing very important is the nerve flossing.
Right, nerve flossing.
Right. So I have people in a standing position, and they have their arm parallel to the ground, mm-hmm. so out at 90 degrees, the shoulder, with the wrist in extension. Right. Straight out, so that arm is at 90 degrees at the shoulder, and the wrist is at extension. Now, you don't want to tug on the fingers, I tell people.
Right,
you
right.
pull back on that palm of the hand.
Right.
And that gives a nice, it really stretches the palmaris longus muscle also, too.
Right.
So, stretching is very important. And as you're holding that, the flossing comes in by doing neck flexion and extension very slowly into their full ranges of motion, and that flosses the nerve.
You can actually feel the nerve going back and forth, mm-hmm. and there is a relief that comes from that. And one of the things is you need to stretch out nerves as well as you stretch out tendons, ligaments, and muscles.
Oh, very, yeah.
Because the nerves right. can become taut and tense, and as you stretch that out, then you get much better function.
And I tell people, conduction. It's just like flossing your teeth. Mm-hmm. You're flossing that nerve.
Right.
And that nerve needs to move.
Extremely effective.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, every single thing that you bring up on the carpal tunnel, mm-hmm. they all say nerve flossing is one of the best things that you can possibly do for that.
Right, right. You know, and then there's so many other things that it's not a true carpal tunnel, you know, okay. That I'll do. It's, I mean, stretching is very very important, even up into the shoulder and
neck
and all that's important that we include too. One thing I want to talk about is wrist bracing. You know, you talked about one of the first symptoms is when they wake up in the morning from night because that wrist might be in a flexed position. And it's important to keep those wrists neutral, you know, through the night. So wrist bracing can be, and those you can go to Walgreens or CVS and get a simple wrist brace that'll keep your wrist in neutral during the night. It's not something you want to wear all the time. Initially, sometimes, depending on the severity, I have people wear it if they're keyboarding a lot and that's causing problems. But we just had a gentleman diagnosed with carpal tunnel. He was on his keyboard a lot with work. I gave him an ergonomic checklist. He wasn't supporting his wrist. That he got a wrist, you know, where he could lay his wrist down at the base of the keyboard. It's a gel, and that's really helped. So he can have support there on the keyboard. So ergonomics is, you know, very important. And we have a checklist we give people so they can check their monitor height, where their forearm and wrist support is. So very important.
Yeah, you know, making sure that ergonomically, oftentimes they look at this as a repetitive injury. Mm-hmm. So looking at your work, many musicians that I have come in have carpal tunnel because of the position that they have to hold as they're doing. So musicians are very common. Guitar players have had a ton of them. Also, if you're doing now a lot of keyboarding or other different types of jobs where you're using your wrist quite a bit, finding out what are the things that you are doing that is that could be wrong, changing the position so that you don't continually injure that wrist is a very important part of looking at the whole process in here.
Yeah. So very important. You know, you talk, Dr. Prather, about nutrition, the B vitamins being very important. So how do you test for those? Would blood work be very important for someone with carpal tunnel?
Blood work is extremely important. The whole thing is, you know, you need to be taking care of your body just like you would your car. Your car, we take it in for regular maintenance. You go in for regular maintenance on your teeth to have it checked. The rest of your body is extremely important, too. So getting at least annual checks to see what's going on. You know, we look at blood work very carefully. You can do a blood test for all your nutrients to see what's happening. You can do a hair analysis to find out what your tissue minerals are like. Doing a check on your gut, very good to evaluate that, to see what your inflammation rate is, and just keeping your general health up. You know, one of the major things that is a precursor is, of course, diabetes. Obesity also leads to more carpal tunnel, making sure that your fat percentage is at where it should be, controlling that, controlling your blood sugar so that you don't develop diabetes, and then also making sure that your endocrine system. So many people have abnormal thyroids, and even a slightly low thyroid or an abnormal reading on your endocrine system can throw off the whole system and create a situation where you can develop nerve problems that affect the body. But it's not just doesn't end there. It affects your heart. It affects everything.
Yeah, and like you said, it's so important. We take care of our cars better than our own bodies.
We do.
We wait till there's a health crisis.
Right, right.
Instead of...
And I think that's one of the things that the dentists have been very good at, is getting people to get regular checkups. I know my dentist hounds me if I don't make mine. And we need to do the same thing for people's health and well-being.
Right, for our whole bodies.
For our whole bodies.
Well, thank you, Dr. Prather. Very interesting.
Thank you, Lisa.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.